resignation, Ricky Gandhi III has not been at a meeting since he was appointed last year. I contacted him a few months ago by phone, and he explained that he could not serve on the board and why. As you'll see, he has been contacted by email because it was requested that it be in writing, and we've had no reply. I called again Friday to the same phone number we have, and I did get a voicemail, and I left a message that hopefully that I could just reply to it. I did not get a reply.
I think we've done everything we can to get a hold of them and request that. So we're assuming, are we taking that as his resignation?
Yes.
Move to accept the resignation of Ricky Lowe Gandhi III from the Park Board.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Recommendation from the Park Board Do you guys have any other questions or any other thoughts or comments?
I'm thankful that so many applied and we have some good candidates.
You got good applicants. Yep.
The one the Park Board has recommended has had outstanding past experience.
Do we know what the term?
Yes, I've printed off the it'd be replacing Mr. Gandhi, which his term ends December 31st, 2023.
It ends December 31st,
2023?
That's... Move to appoint Stephen... Is it Lampone? L-A-M-P-O-N-E. To the vacancy left by Ricky Gandhi, which should end December 31st, 2023, to the Park Board.
Second for question. How did you spell his name?
L-A-M-P-O-N-E, I believe.
Okay. I'm sorry, I thought you said D instead of N. Okay. Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Discussion of reestablishing Library District Board.
Thank you. this was asked to be put on the agenda to discuss the possibility of obviously reestablishing a library district board. That request was made by you and one of
Debbie Redford.
Miss Redford, and she's not here.
Yeah.
Is it right?
Right.
Okay.
Could you state your name for the record?
Sure, absolutely. Marcia Skimper Carlock, and I'm the Taney Hills Library Director.
Thank you.
And also today we have Harry Siren here, Adele Grote, Roger Newell, and Rayanne Presley. And I did send some documents. It looks like you have those. I don't know if you have any questions about them.
The map off of a website?
Yes, it's done by the Missouri State Library, which is headed up by Jay Ashcroft. Robin Westfall is a state librarian. And this was done by one of their employees that actually lives in Springfield. The most recent county to be added is Shannon. They had a small city library, and they lost that funding, so now they have joined the list of counties without a public library. And you can see, you know, the population in Shannon and Ozark is not very large.
To the data, just if it was last week or week before, paper I read where Hollister Schools partners with Taney Hills Library.
That is a program that's funded partially by MoreNet, that they've offered ebook access at a deeply discounted price to school districts in Missouri, and with that, the Hollister School District was able to tag on to our account at no fee. So that's a real blessing for them. And actually what's interesting is Taneyville library media person contacted me maybe 2 months ago and said, hey, how can we access these ebook services for our students? So that's what really started that partnership.
It's all through the ebook.
Yes.
All the partnership.
Yeah.
And there's no fee on it to Hollister then?
No. No. If they have a Taney Hills Library card, that opens up the access to that Sora product as well as our ebook service. Thanks for noticing that article. It was good press. You will see that our circulation has really grown, and in fact, last month, October, was our best month ever, and we circulated nearly 10,000 items, and that's books, DVDs, audiobooks, and ebooks. And our membership continues to rise, and we're pleased about that as well.
Would you like to tell a little bit about your proposal?
Sure. I'd have to say when COVID came about, our library board for Taney Hills realized how fragile our operating model was. Our reliance on volunteers, as well as income from our retail shops, the thrift shop and the used bookstore, severely hampered what we were able to provide to the community. As a result, we ended up hiring additional staff so that we could stay open and service the community. And that has been a blessing for us. We're finding that our service levels are better as well. But the dependence on volunteers, you know, people in this county talk about workforce issues. Well, when you're depending on volunteers, that is a severe workforce issue. Just simply because of health-related issues, they like to travel. It's difficult to depend on them to be a reliable workforce. We appreciate what they do for us. They're committed. But to operate under that existing model of depending on volunteers and income from a thrift shop just is no longer a viable option for us. We'd like to take advantage of the services that are available through the state library and the funding opportunities. You'll know that the state requires libraries to be at a minimum of 10 cents per 100 assessed value. That's the minimum. The average throughout the state is around 22 cents per assessed value. There are people out there that say libraries are defunct. I would disagree with that. And if you look to Christian County, you will see that they have been able to expand and build a new facility in Nixa, in Clever, and Sparta. Stone County is building a new library in Blue Eye, as well as they've doubled the size of their Crane facility.
What is the levy for Christian County?
Christian County is, they just bumped it up. I think it's 22 cents.
No, it's 20.
What is it?
It's 20.
Yeah. Harry was very instrumental in helping with that.
You may recall that I was on the first Taney County Library Board and served through the first unsuccessful election on levy. And then for the last 4 years, I've been the attorney for the Christian County Library District and have watched their expansion.
Could you come up to the mic, Mr. Yeah. Styron?
About 10 years ago, for those of you who don't know me, I'm Harry Styron. I was appointed to the first Taney County Library Board and served through the time of the first unsuccessful election on approving a bond levy or a tax levy. Since that time, for the last 4 years, I've been the attorney for the Christian County Library District and had the privilege to work with them on their certificates of participation, bond issues to build the Sparta and Clever branches, and to have a new 8,000 square foot facility in Nick.